Voilà, c'est comme ça depuis 10 ans ce matin.
Congressman Byron Donalds. Congressman Byron Donalds. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be back with you.
Now, I understand you were at the border here yesterday. You had a chance to go down and look, which is more than the vice president or president have done, the vice president being the border czar, apparently the president putting her in that position, but neither Joe Biden or Kamala Harris have made it to the border. Seems unusual to me, but you did, sir. What did you see?
What I saw, frankly, is that the American people, frankly, are being played. We're being played by the cartel. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are allowing it to happen. Let's be very clear. The cartel is doing something very, very tactical. They are sending children across the southern border on purpose. They're making money by trafficking these kids across the southern border. And when Border Patrol goes to intercept these children and take them into our holding facilities, then the cartel is moving fentanyl and cocaine and all their other drugs to the open spots on the border. It's just that simple. That is what's happening down on the southern border. Because of the feckless policies by this administration to actually enforce our immigration laws, it is open season down there on the southern border, and the cartel is making hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars at this point, because of the weak leadership up here in Washington, D.C.
You know, we've been watching this for a number of weeks now get worse and worse and worse. As many as 20,000 minors were in the custody of the United States Border Patrol and other agencies here as of about 10 days ago. I don't believe it's probably gotten any better, but these folks are also being moved across the country. Many are testing positive for COVID, but they're being moved across the country anyway. Nonprofits are making a fortune off this as well. Illegal aliens coming across our border is big business for the cartels, for nonprofits in the U.S., for a lot of folks, but it's not good for the American taxpayer.
Let me tell you what I saw. After I got done at the border, I actually went to Fort Bliss. I was there yesterday for a brief amount of time. In the Fort Bliss facility, from what I could tell, there's about 2,000 children being held at that facility from ages 13 to 17. There is basically an emergency shelter that was literally being built as I was standing there. They were continuing to add to that facility. Furthermore, what I saw was there were children that were basically being taken out of the facility in El Paso, 10, 20 at a time, being put on vans, being put on coach buses, being taken to hotels as far as San Diego, California. There was a hotel in El Paso that was basically had the marquee covered up, and you could tell that there was HHS was holding children there. There was a child in the doorway as I drove by. What the president is doing, because he doesn't want any more pictures of our holding facilities being overwhelmed by this crisis on the border that he created, he's now moving these children all across America into hotels, onto different bases, into different emergency shelters, into convention centers. He's trying to disperse the children across the country so it doesn't look bad. But here's what's really happening. These children, like I said, are being trafficked. Young girls, unfortunately, are being raped on the journey. And the cartel is making hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. And this president and the vice president, for that matter, have completely turned a blind eye to what's happening on the southern border.
Congressman, you have absolutely nailed what is happening, because in Michigan, for example, just yesterday, 100 children delivered from Border Patrol to Albion, Michigan, a small town in southern Michigan, to a facility called Star Commonwealth. Well, Star Commonwealth gets paid very well to have these children, as do facilities across this country. The point being is these nonprofits are cashing in on this. They want it to continue. It's good business for them, but it's terrible for America. It's terrible for the children, as you have laid out. It's terrible for American security, because we know Yemeni and other nationals from countries that would do us harm are getting across the border as well. And yet this administration doesn't seem to care. What do we do about it? What do Republicans do about it? What does Congress do about it?
Unfortunately, because Congress is under Democrat control, I'm not quite sure what Congress can do about it, except members of Congress going down to the southern border and continuing to alert the American people on what's actually happening, because they're not going to get it from the White House. And you're correct. There are NGOs, these nonprofit groups in the United States. They're making millions of dollars on these government contracts, because let's be clear, the federal government doesn't move with the speed or efficiency to set anything up. The facility at Fort Bliss is basically being run by nonprofit entities who have government contracts, or for-profit entities with government contracts. The food contract gives illegal children in the United States meals that cost $6 per meal. $6 per meal. That's more than what we actually pay for food in our public school system. That's usually about $2.50 per meal. And so this is what's happening. You have contractors that are getting rich off of this. You have an administration who wants this policy, because if they didn't want the policy, they could turn it off tomorrow. When I talked to border officials, they said the number one thing they can do is a policy that had people actually apply for asylum and other things in Mexico. If they actually did that, which is frankly following what President Trump put in place, then that would actually help to subside a lot of these issues. It would get it under control. So right now we have facilities on the border, holding facilities that are actually not overrun anymore. They're starting to be depleted because the president doesn't want those images. He'd rather put young kids on military bases in unmarked hotels and in convention centers all across the country while you have nonprofits and contractors getting rich in the process.
And when we're talking about tens of millions, billions of dollars being spent annually now, money that could be spent to, say, build a border wall, for example. But I want to touch a little bit on the fact that I saw a report from Axios where 17 minors came through. All 17 were positive for the coronavirus, and all 17 were shipped out across the country. How can we be in a place where the CDC, the federal government, all of these mandates and requirements and testing and so forth is being imposed on American citizens, and yet the illegals coming across the southern border are dispersed across this country? That's the biggest super spreader event possible, isn't it?
It absolutely is, which goes back to the general point I'm trying to make to you, and I think we're both really making, is that this administration doesn't really care about American citizenship. They really don't care, frankly, even about these kids. These kids are a ploy, and the ploy is very simple. The left has wanted to override, overwhelm, and frankly, eliminate ICE for a very long time. What's happening now is that our Border Patrol is simply being overwhelmed, and it's being done on purpose. Because if this president and if the vice president actually wanted to have a safe and secure border that actually helps people wanting to immigrate to the United States legally while also protecting Americans who live in our southern states and our border states and our border communities and border towns, they wouldn't be having this policy. They would have got down there and seen this firsthand for themselves. Because when you get down there on the ground, you see the holding facilities, you see the kids coming through. The kids are telling us it's taking them 5 days to get from Guatemala, 20 days to get from Guatemala. There is not a 9-year-old on the planet that is moving from Guatemala to our southern border without the aid of the cartel. That is what's happening. And if they actually cared about the fact that young kids are being trafficked, if they truly thought this was a humanitarian effort, they would change their policy and they would stop it immediately. And they've not done that, and they've not said a word about it.
Congressman, you sound angry, as well you should. You seem appalled by what you've seen, as well you should. I want to talk about one more thing real quick. I have time for one more quick question, and that is another hit job by 60 Minutes on the governor of your state, Ron DeSantis, over the weekend, two weekends in a row. Hit jobs on Ron DeSantis because he has been one of the voices standing up to all of the things that are being done wrong by this administration. Cheap shots by 60 Minutes. What do you say to that?
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalo and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalo and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding. Megalo and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.